Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Everybody, this is actually Nadia Angelini subbing in for Dee. Dee is off today because her daughter surprised her with a mother-daughter spa weekend last minute in Two Bunch Palms, and she is living her best life right now. So I am taking over. We will have a blast today. I have some announcements for her, but those of you that do not know who I am, Dee and I have been working together for over 20 years. I have my own show. I'm at intuitionbynadia.com. So I'm really excited to be with you guys today because there's a lot channeling for this group. I always sit with the energy and see what this group needs, and then I'm really anxious to take a callers because we have a ton today. So, these announcements. The new webinar on the highest information regarding Russia and the Ukraine is this Tuesday, March 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. So this is a new date that people requested, so sign up. If you're feeling imbalanced about it, if you're feeling that angst, I think it's really good to take this webinar because we want to really add the energy we want to create as opposed to adding to the fear. And Dee's going to really help you guys do that. Next, if you did not receive a new link for the webinar and ordered it before March 8th, because they said there was like a March 8th situation, she wanted me to repeat that, please email Lauren. Everyone else should have the new link for the change date. If you have any issues, email Lauren. She will be sending a special announcement called Positive Prime, and she's going to let you know when that's available, guys, okay? So that should be really, really, really awesome. Sounds super fun to me. That said, are we ready to get this party started? I am. Okay, so Dee wanted me to ask you guys, are you receiving? And I thought that was interesting because when I was channeling for this group, the first thing that came up was receptivity. So being able to be receptive to receiving. And this means not only receiving like money or love or whatever it is you want, it's receiving insights and impulses towards what you want. It's sort of like the breadcrumbs leading you to what you want. The main energy I got for us to focus on today is, where are you not perceiving your true power? Are you in more overwhelm, anxiety, or fear? Are these old patterns of giving your power away? That's what's going on the planet right now, and what's been going on since COVID is people's misperception of their power, meaning other people have power over my experience, and it's really dominant on the planet right now. So look in your own life, where am I giving my power away? Is it my neighbor? Is it my boss? Is it my spouse? Is it my kids? Where is my power? Like if they change, I will feel better. If this thing changes, then I will feel better. That is a form of giving your power away. The affirmation I got for this group today was, I have all the power I need to achieve all that I want. I see a lot of people, for example, actors or artists, I'm dependent on, these other things or clients or casting directors. It's the perception that they have power to create for you. And so what I want to magnetize for you guys today is, what is it that I do have power over? Bring me this, universe. Bring me the roles I want if you're an actor. Bring me the right people. Bring me the investor. Show me all the doors that money can come to me. Really expanding the way you look at what you're able to receive, okay? There is this sense of like a stall or a waiting energy from some of you that was very dominant today. Like, I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm waiting for something so that I can make the change I need to make. So that energy is definitely not in your power. So I always say this on my show, getting ahead of it. So if you want to move coming up or change jobs or attract a partner, get ahead of it. How do I want this to go? Bring me this by the, you know, what do I want to manifest at the end of this year? What does that feel like? How do I feel about myself? What does that look like? This or something better? Really getting ahead of the things. So I'm going to help you guys today as we go through calls, really line you up with the things that you are wanting to create and help you get ahead of it. Because basically when you get ahead of it, you're paving the road for yourself. You're going, this is how the road's going to go. I do this every time I travel, every time I do anything, even in the beginning of my day, I get ahead of it. I have two small children, and, you know, for me, I need to get ahead of it, or else I will go out of balance real fast, guys, because they're crazy. They're living in animal time. They're connected to source, so I need to set that tone for myself so I can go with their flow, you know, instead of like, we got to go, and get stressed and anxious, which I lean towards. So the reason I do this work is because I lean in that direction. So they also said to me, there are more options available to you. You're being too limited in the way you're seeing what you want. A lot of times we limit what we want to what we kind of can believe we can get. And you just got to be a little bigger. You got to think of like a child. When a child desires something, there's no resistance. So feel when you want something. So let's say I want more money, but I'm retired and I don't have money. So I just put a roadblock up, right? I just said, I want more money, but I'm retired, right? That's what I hear from a lot of clients is, I have more money, but. I want more money, but. And so when you say the but, okay, you already, you're giving the universe the pause sign. You're saying, pause, please, don't give me money. So what you want to do is, hey, I'm retired. Show me all the amazing ways abundance can come to me. And abundance can come to you guys in so many ways. That comes in free stuff. People giving you things. You know, I know for me, I was able to give abundance to people because I had all this great expensive baby things that I wasn't using anymore. And I was able to give that to people. And that's a form of their abundance and me feeling my abundance being able to give. So being open to the many ways you can receive abundance of love, abundance of honoring treatment, abundance of money, et cetera. And I was really called to say this to you guys. You need to be willing to be a little uncomfortable. And what I mean by that is not negative emotion uncomfortable. That's not what I mean. What I mean is it's like exercise. Once you start exercising, you're like, oh, man, I feel so good. Why was I not doing this before? Like then you get sort of addicted to it. You need to walk every day or move your body every day. And when you're not doing it in the beginning, it feels hard. And this is what this work is about. It's easy to stay where you've been. If you're not seeing changes, it's because you're staying. It's not because life isn't changing. It's because you're in a loop of emotion and a trend in your emotion that's keeping you in a loop. Okay, so what you need to do is go, oh, I need to be a little bit uncomfortable because law of attraction is just going to keep you where you are, and start reaching for thoughts that are softer as best I can. And that takes energy and that takes time and that takes focus. So I always tell people, I can tell you where to walk, but you got to walk it. And so let's see for each and every one of you that I can get to today. And listen, if I don't get to you today, I guarantee that I will speak to you through someone else. So please listen for whatever it is. Ask that you will hear exactly what you need to move you forward today. Okay. All right. Let's start taking callers. Here we go. I love having Steven here as a producer because I'm on my show. I'm by myself, so I can like see the name. It's awesome. All right. I'm starting with Tim from New York. Hi, Tim.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Good.
No problem. I feel like everything you already said was pertaining to me.
It always is. That's how. Well, I try to channel for this group, so I'm so glad you resonated.
Definitely resonated. Definitely looking to change jobs, careers, pivot to something else.
Okay.
Yeah. Not really sure what. So it's kind of okay. Like I've been waiting and just waiting, but trying to set intentions, trying to ask for guidance, you know.
Yeah.
But yes, it's definitely been that waiting.
They're showing me. Yeah, which is doesn't feel good. It's not fun. That doesn't feel powerful to wait, right? So what I always say when people, I love it when people don't know what kind of job, because I feel like it really gives you an opportunity to really get into what you really love. So what I would sit down and the way I would get ahead of the job is, what do I know? I know I want to make great money. I know I want to work less and make more. I know that I still want balance in my life and free time and having a great job. I want to love who I'm working with. I want it to be close by. Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Yep, Mm-hmm.
So getting ahead of it is activating what you do know. I want to wake up and be excited to go to work. I want to expand as a person. I want to be an uplifter.
Okay.
Does that make
okay,
sense? I want to be inspired.
Makes
I want to be inspired.
Sense.
Yeah, and so what they're showing me from you right now is two things. Number one, you're not really choosing right now. So that's why you're in a stall, because you're going, you're not saying, universe, bring me this. This is what I do know. Bring it to me. Let's go. And so I want you to get a little more like, you know, boss in your own life. Be the CEO of yourself, of your life, you know. How's your meditation, Tim?
I'm very sporadic, but I've come to the point where I know it's something I have to do every day. The thoughts
yes.
always get in my head, and then after a week of that, I'm just like, nothing's happening, and I stop. So I know I can't do that. So I'm trying to focus
so
on breathing.
You have a, you have a really, really sweet energy. I really like your energy. And what I feel from you is you have a very, you're very sensitive. Okay, you're a very sensitive person, and you've learned to sort of mute it a little bit in your life.
Mm-hmm.
But this what you want to focus on in the meditation is receiving insights. Not, you know, for you, I would say, show me what I need to see right now. And I think that's going to help you stay meditating every day, because then it's going to start to get fun. And I want you to write down whatever you see. It may be an image. It might be something from your past. It might be a song or a movie. Write it down. Because I want you to focus
okay.
on, because I feel a really strong intuitive voice from you that, like, you're not fully, it's like a muscle that's weak that I want you to sort of work on, because I think it's going to go, I don't know why I want to call this guy. I don't know why I'm just going to apply for this random job. I don't even know what I'm doing. You know, it's going to tell you to do things. It's going to give you that impulse when you strengthen that muscle.
Okay. Got it. I really appreciate your
Thanks,
time today.
Tim.
Thank you so very
no
much.
No problem. Thanks, Tim. All right, next I got Kim from Phoenix. What up, girl?
Hey, how are you
Hi.
Doing?
I'm good.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Well, I would like to talk about jobs. I have
that's up today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I was let go in November, and I've been applying. I've interviews like, you know, yin-yang. And I have not had an offer yet, so.
Okay.
They're
coming in real quick today. So what I'm feeling strongly for you is that focus on I haven't gotten an offer yet is really strong. Like that energy is like big, big, big. Okay. So the focus is I don't have an offer yet, because there's fear. Obviously, it's survival fear. It's money. I totally understand. All your feelings are valid. What I want to get you to is, what would it feel like? What does the feeling of having an offer feel like? Yes, exactly.
Yeah, relax.
So that's what you got to find. And as soon as you go, bring me the offer, it's going to come at perfect time. I don't want just anything. I want the right thing. I want something I'm going to love. I want something where I'm in my power. So you know what? The universe always takes care of me. Somehow I'm always all right. I have a roof over my head. Like, this is the work. But
mm-hmm.
if you let yourself go, well, there's no offer, and this is what is, and there is no offer, and there is no offer, that's the drum that's beating. They're showing me for you, gratitude, appreciation will turn this around really quick for you. Appreciating what you do have, appreciating the time you have to yourself, appreciating, you know, that free time that you're not going to have forever, enjoying it, you know, because you will get busy. So, you know, I would just shift it to go, I'm here. What do I need to get from this time? And I know the job is coming. And what can I do that I would always want to do before the job gets here? You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, it's interesting you say that, because that's something I've been looking at. Like, I have been saying to myself, I've already got it.
Yeah, it's done. It's done. The job's already here. Let me have fun till it gets here. That's the ideal
mm-hmm.
place to be. You know, and I feel a lot of creativity, that you could lean into some creativity, anything even that you wouldn't, you know, some kind of creativity while you have this time will also help you, because you get in your channel around creativity. That puts you in your power.
Okay.
Thanks, Kim.
You bet you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. All right. Next, I have Michelle in Florida. Hello.
Hey. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
What I wanted to ask is, I live on a houseboat, and we're on a work dock. We're on a work dock because our motor messed up. It broke. And, of course, the owner knows my family. And but anyways, we don't know when he's going to move us to the other end. We know he's going to have to move us before summer gets here because it's a very busy dock. But we've been waiting since October. So I'm trying to be real patient, but we've been waiting since October. So we finally asked him, you know, are you going to let us stay here at the marina? Because it's really not a live-aboard marina. And he said he is.
Right.
We'll go on the very end of the dock. But he can't move us there until they put a new pole in the water. So I'm wondering, when do you see all this happening? You know, summer's coming up close.
Sure. So tell me, you know, so when you hear the situation, it's obvious that what I was talking about, which is this other person has the power over how I'm living, right? So what do you want to happen?
I'm ready to move.
Okay, so I'm ready to move. So if I had a magic wand, what would be happening right now?
I'd want to get our motor fixed and get down there on the other end so we can get full power. Right now we're only running on 30 amps and we need 50 amps, so my husband will have to run the electric, but we can't do that till we get down there.
Right. So I think it's ironic because I think the universe is always talking to you, and we talked about power. You need more power. And that's what I'm saying to you as a creator. You need to find your power and go, Source, God, bring this a solution. We're ready. I'm ready to own my power. I'm ready to bring power to this boat. Okay? I'm ready.
Well, he's been so generous to us. He hasn't charged us anything.
That's so nice. You know, so I'm grateful that we haven't had to think. I'm grateful for this, and I'm ready to move. I'm so happy. He's been generous. He's been kind. And now I'm ready to move. Let's do this. And I want you to sort of, because your energy right now is, I have to wait for him. And so that's the message that the universe is getting. So what I want you to do is go, universe, you got the green light. We ready. Let's go. Show me the perfect timing. I want to get there safely. I want the car, you know, I want the boat to have this full power. I want to move over before the summer. It's March. We got plenty of time. You know the perfect timing, universe. Make it happen. And that's what you want to practice, that, because then it's going to happen faster. Because what they're showing me right now is you're still holding it away. And I want to try to open those doors for you so you can bring it in quickly. Like right now, you're more in the energy of I don't see it happening, as opposed to I want you to see what the dock looked like there. I want you to see the boat in your mind there already. I want you to see it driving at full 50 amps. Okay. So I want you to start visualizing that in your mind. If you do that for 3 days, this is going to turn around real quick. They're showing me if you can do this for 7 days, like shift your energy by April, you'll be moving.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, like it's going to happen really fast as soon as you sort of shift your focus. Because remember, what you're looking at is what you get more of. We are not.
Yeah, I don't want to rush
what you're looking.
He's been so generous, you know.
Sure, but it's not him. You're telling the universe, not him. It's not him. He doesn't have the power. You do. And so you want to go, universe, work it out. Give him the impulse. Make it perfect timing. We want to get there safe. Like, what do I know? How do I want this journey to go? That's about getting ahead of it and tuning to where you want to go as opposed to where you are. Does that make sense?
It's funny you say journey. The name of our boat is Journey.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. I get goosebumps. Yeah. I love that. I love it. Exactly. Yes, I love it. I love houseboats. I grew up in – my grandfather used to rent one every summer, and we would go on a houseboat. I absolutely love them. They're so much fun. And they give you that connection with the water, which is really powerful.
Spiritual energy is, and I got bad health, and I said, you know what? I'm going to sell everything to get me a houseboat, and that's what I did. I'm going to live my life out being happy, you know?
Good for you. Yeah, and being happy and in nature, that nature and animals and water are very tuning. They help you tune to that higher vibration. So now all you got to do is, like, take us there, universe. Show me the way. I want to win-win. This guy is so generous. I want him to win and us to win. I want it to feel good for everybody, that sort of thing.
Okay.
I would listen back to the show and write down what I said.
Okay.
Oh, right. I've been writing it down.
Okay, good. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
No problem. Next, I got Paul in Toronto. Hi, Paul.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can, yes.
Awesome. So I want to find my power around home, creating
okay.
the home that's wonderful for me, wonderful for my family.
Okay.
We've been trying to move out of Toronto. We have a for sale sign on the front lawn right now. Been
uh-huh.
moving up north, which is, you know, 2 hours north of the city. It's, you know, in lake and forest country.
Beautiful.
And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of in between two worlds. I don't want to lose the house in Toronto because if I ever want to get back, it might be hard to get back in because, you know, prices are going up like insane. And
right.
So I spent the first winter up north, and it was hard. It was lonely, isolating, dark, cold.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
questioning that. So I'm in between, like I'm in a creation, but I'm in between. So I haven't found the landing and the security. Don't want to make a
yeah.
mistake on the Toronto house.
Right.
How do I get into my knowing, into my clarity?
Into your clarity.
Into creating...
Okay, so
yes.
I love this.
So it works for my whole family,
yeah.
you know?
Right. Well, so what do we know? So we know you want the highest good for your whole family. You want to be around people and have, you know, you want to feel safe. You want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
You want convenience.
All the resources
right.
that we're going to need.
Yeah. Right. I call them conveniences because it's like, you know, you want to have a market. You want to have food. You want to have water. Like, you want to make sure you have hot water and all the conveniences that we want in modern life. And so.
And working great for my work, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what I feel is you need to get very clear on what you do want because they're giving me right now that there's a third option. So
I
want
to see
right
that.
Now, you have country or Toronto, and they're giving me kind of a no on both in the sense that neither are really what you want. You want something in the middle. Does
yeah,
that make sense?
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah,
you want something in the middle, but you're going, I have to have black or white. And so that's why you don't have clarity. So what you want to get clear about is this house that you have the for sale sign on.
Yeah.
Do you want to sell it, yes or no?
It's not ideal. I want something that's more ideal. It's just I'm concerned about, you know, mortgage rates going up, and when it goes up for renewal, the market might not be – good as it is now to sell it.
So
like
I wanted,
there's fear making me hold on. It's all
exactly.
fear making me hold on, really.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. So that's why I asked you. I don't want you to answer from your head. I want you to answer from your gut. Do you want to keep that house, yes or no? Just feel.
Not if
don't
there's
think,
something much better.
That's right. I hear no.
Yeah.
I hear no. You're done with that house. It's all fear you holding on to that house. There's not
right.
one thing of love that is keeping you holding on to that house.
Yeah.
You're done. You don't want to be there anymore. That you know. You just don't know where to go yet. So what I would do for you is say, show me where our greatest joy would be for my family. Show me where our abundance is. Show me where our fun is. Show me where our people are. Okay?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it you're thinking about it, and I get it. This is what a lot of people do. But they're showing me there's a third option that you're like, oh, I didn't even think of that. And it's going to be the perfect
yeah.
I see a home for you. I see a beautiful home for you. And they're saying to me, you're limiting your view. Look wider. Look wider. And just get clear on the things you know. Sit down with your family and go, what do you want in a place we live? Generally. You want to see trees? Great. Like, my husband loves the mountains, loves the trees. He loves that area. We live in California, so we just go right up, right?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. So how do I want to feel when I walk into the home? I want everybody to have their own room. I want a big space. I want a garden. What do you know?
Yeah. And I want, like, my partner bought a place 10 minutes away from the place up north. Where I'm not sure I want to be anymore. So I want it to work great for her, too. I want her to come
yeah.
and move in with us.
Right. Exactly. So I'm just saying, you have all these things that you do know. If you focus on what you do know intently for 15 minutes a day for like 7 days, your clarity is guaranteed to come.
And then show me.
Yeah, show me, and this is what I know I do want. This is what I know. Instead of I don't know, which is too dominant right now, we want to go, well, this is what I do know. This is what I do know. I want to feel like
brilliant.
Okay. Yeah, it's such a, with everything in your life, this is how you want to approach it.
Any hints on the location for the new location?
They're showing me something in the middle, and I don't know what that means. I'm a little geographically challenged. So, this is what.
In the middle of both locations, or okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like not all the way in the country, and it's not all the way in the city. It's like something in the middle. That's what they're showing me. It's like I feel like I have the space of the country, but I'm close to things. Like that's the feeling I get from the place. Like it's a 20-minute drive. Or whatever. Like, it's not a bit. Does that make sense? Like, it feels like it's in the middle as opposed to like an hour to get out of the forest to get to something. Like, it's not that.
Do you see it close to Toronto or further away?
Let me see here if I can get anything of that. It's interesting because I'm not getting Toronto. Toronto's not lighting up for me.
Right.
Okay. It feels like someplace else. They're showing me here. It's what's really important to you, Paul, and I want you to call this in, is the community that you're going into.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, that's what's really important because you have the house that you're in that you're going to sell. First of all, light that thing up. Light up that house like a Christmas tree. Okay, I want to get the press price. I want someone who loves it. This is what I love about the house. This is what I appreciate about it. Someone's going to want it. Light that up as well, okay? And what you really, there wasn't your people there. I didn't feel your people at the house you're going to sell. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, and I didn't create them. You know, I could have, but I didn't.
Yeah, and so I feel like that's what you want to create in the new space as well.
Community. I love it.
Yes.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day. I have all these new people today. It's so fun. Cheryl from Houston. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Nice to meet you. I've made just great progress and transformation in the last 6 months. But before I did that, last year, I was feeling really stuck and really terrified about money. And so I gave a woman who is supposedly this high-powered empath helper woman who has this transformational program, quote-unquote, for stuck empaths, quote-unquote. And so I gave her both my pandemic checks, $3,500, which is way out of my – And she and not only was it not helpful in the least, but it was actually highly traumatizing. So I have two questions around that. Mm-hmm. And I realize now she really respects me. She likes me. She thinks my gifts are huge, which they are. But she didn't help me at all. And she is digging in her feet. And I'm realizing now because I'm not the first one. This happened with a lot of people because even though I'm sure she's a super nice woman, it's now become about fame and ego and greed. Like she'll say, I want to be able to buy a plane and all this. So my two questions are separate. One is, do you see any way I can get through these defenses? Because I know she already knows that she should give me my money back, that this was really a hardship for me and she really didn't get.
Have you asked her?
Many, many, many times, super nicely.
Okay.
Yeah. And the second thing is I'd like whatever I generate to ask her again because she's like, no, I delivered. And then she threw me out of the program. So like the last 7 months I paid for, I didn't even get. And I'd also like there to be accountability because she's hurting a lot of people.
Let's start with you, Cheryl, because here's the bottom line.
Okay.
Your energy is definitely in a sort of, for lack of a better word, repelling money. Okay, so I want to get you in a different.
I thought I was doing better on that. Okay.
Well, you can tell because you go, she has the power over my money.
Well, but on this one, she does. Because, I mean, like, I can't even write her directly after
but
hope her assistant gives
all,
it to her.
It's all
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's all an illusion. Okay, she's you.
Okay. Right.
Stealing your money. Now, you had an impulse. You made the decision out of fear. And so these are the consequences. Okay, so you didn't trust yourself and you gave your power away to this person and she took it. Okay, so now we got to take it back energetically and then that money can come back to you whether through her or another channel. Doesn't matter. What we want to focus on is you getting that money so you feel back in your power around money.
Okay.
Okay?
Or in my power
that,
for the first time around money. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So what I'm trying to say to you is her taking your money put a spotlight on where you are energetically. So the feelings it brought up are, I'm powerless. I don't have the money. I got screwed over. People aren't trustworthy. You know, do these all sound familiar in your life?
No, I think people are very trustworthy, and I went in excited that I had a mentor. So I tend to be like a little kid who just totally trusts.
You seem to be,
and,
you know what's so
but
funny,
I gave my
Cheryl,
power
gotta,
away that way.
Yeah, yeah, I got to share with you. You remind me, my mother is the same way. God bless her. She just got $6,000 stolen from her. I love my mother. I'm like, Mom, God. It was like very like a child. She's like, okay, you know, but she's like, oh, someone wants my Google password. I'm like, Mom, no. I can't. Okay,
I leave my keys in the car and go into the grocery store for an hour with it running.
Exactly.
And it's still there when I come out. Yeah.
Now it will be if you believe it will be. It will be. So you have a very strong channel. You have a very strong channel. Your biggest block, Cheryl, is your survival fear. You have very big lower, so you have this like high chakra that's lit up, this high chakra lit up like a Christmas tree, but then the bottom chakra is lit up like a Christmas tree, and then the middle is like a little dull, right? So I feel like you've had to kind of take care of yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's a little
Since
bit of
birth.
I'm on my own. Yeah, I'm on my own, and you know, there's nobody there for me. So that's the first thing you want to turn around, okay?
Right.
So whatever you put out, you can get back. So bring me back the money I gave this woman 100 times. I invested in her. It was the wrong choice. I'm going to pretend I gave that money to myself because you know what? I got gifts from this woman. This woman, I asked her to come to me so I could really go, no, you don't have the power. I do. So bring me back that money 10 times, universe. I want to know you got my back. I want to know that God and source is there for me. I want to know my power. Show me my power. Show me where my money is. I don't need her. What she made me realize is I do have the power. And I thought she had it, but she don't. You have it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Dee and I are both in that thing of we want to empower you not to need us. You know what I mean? A real teacher is going to go thrive. You don't need to, you know, you don't need me. The other thing, this sounds weird, Cheryl, but this is really important for you. I want you to open your heart to money. So one of the great affirmations for you is, I love money. I love money. Money loves me. I love money. Really opening to that is actually really going to help you. When's your birthday, just the day and the month?
8/6, August 6th, Leo.
On the 7th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, I'm sister. The 7th. Yeah. Girl, come on now, Cheryl. We are Leos. We get whatever we want. We are queens, okay? We do
Except
what we want.
Money somehow, but yeah.
But that's not natural. It's against your nature.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so I want money. I want money. Bring me my freedom. Because really what you're seeking, Leos want their power and their freedom. So what makes me feel free? What can I do today that makes me feel free? Because that energy of freedom and love is going to help you shift that money. This woman is like trying to get blood from a stone. Okay? The only way you get that money back is if she legally got bound.
Is if she legally what?
Got bound, like legally sued her.
Oh.
which you don't want to do.
And should I do that? I've wondered. I don't. Okay. I don't.
Well,
I don't in my heart.
I don't feel. Yeah, I don't feel like you want to, but part of you is like, it's really wrong. I think you could
file
a complaint.
And she's hurting other people.
Yeah, exactly. You could file a complaint, you know, and, you know, Better Business Bureau, all those sort of things,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But I want you to open to receiving that money however it wants to come to you. May it come back to you 10 times. You know,
okay.
That's the energy you want to focus on, and that's really going to help you moving forward.
Okay.
I want you to look
and
like
other,
you gave it to charity. Think about that money like you gave it to charity. Shift the way you look at it.
Yeah, I could do that on my end. I just really keep thinking. There was this one girl before I realized how traumatized I was that was just seemed suicidal, you know, and I just keep thinking about all the people she's doing this to and hiding it so well. You know,
right.
But anyway,
right. And
okay.
And I think that you have to let people create what they're going to create. It's their journey, you know, unfortunately. But I think that if you're called to speak up, you should.
Okay. Can I ask one more quick question, dovetail on what you said?
Sure.
You said trust my intuition. I have a huge channel, which I've always heard. The pendulum just flat out messes with me. It'll just
It's because you're asking future questions. Don't ask future. Ask right now.
But no, I'll ask it supplements. You know, do I need more magnesium today? You know?
But what I would say is, body, do you need magnesium?
Okay.
And it will tell you. I would actually do without the pendulum. Feel your body. If it goes backwards, it's a no. If it goes forwards, it's a yes. Talk to your body.
Okay.
And I think that's going to help that.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Daryl. No problem. You too. Next, I got Debbie, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hello. How are
you? Good. Thank you.
Good. I have been experiencing, like, literally physical anxiety.
Okay.
Surging through my body.
Okay. And how long has it been going on? Do you know what caused it?
Two weeks now.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what set it off, or do you want me to help you find out?
Yes, please. I'm not sure.
Well, I think a lot of it is you're very tuned to the collective. There's a lot of you tuning to grief and fear and loss, that doesn't feel like it's all yours. It feels like some of it is yours, but a lot of it is not. Okay. This is really interesting. What do you do for work?
I'm not currently working.
Okay,
I haven't worked
showing
since
me,
the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, because there's this sense of needing to work a little bit. So, like, needing something to do. You know what I mean? Like I need something to do. Like, there's a little too much. You're too receptive and less directive of your own energy. You're receiving a lot from the collective. You're receiving a lot of energy, and the energy is so intense right now. And those of us that are super empaths and intuitive, you have to really get on top of your own vibration, because it's really easily to get taken down right now.
And I actually had an experience.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You had an experience.
I had been out with a friend, and I was walking into a store, and I was holding the door for the man who was leaving, and he had a mask on. I was not wearing a mask, and he said to me, "Good luck on your ventilator."
I mean,
which to me was like, I literally felt like someone like knocked me in my stomach.
Oh, I totally get it. Listen,
yeah.
People, but the reason is, I always say, if you're in reaction, it's you. You know, so if he's being a jerk, you know, like I live here in California, and I knew that kids didn't need masks. I knew that my 4-year-old, who now has speech problems because of the mask, I was like, I don't care if he wears, he doesn't need a mask. He doesn't need one, you know.
Right.
We all are vaxxed and whatever, and had COVID, and my son had it for one day. He had a fever one day, and it was gone. Okay.
Right.
Like, I knew in my gut. So that said, I had people shaming me. your kids are going to die, like crazy, you know. And I was like, yeah, you crazy. That has nothing to do with me. Rough time. You can be crazy. I know. I know what I know. I'm good. I don't care. You know what I mean? So my point is, like, people are going to be douchebags. That's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. People are going to say, you need to do what I want, not what you feel good with. Right?
Right.
And so I think that this is what it's bringing up, which is your people pleasing, your desire or insecurity where you don't know your own power and you don't have clarity in who you are and your decisions. Do you know what I mean?
That makes sense.
So he doesn't know.
Yeah,
he doesn't know you, you know?
Right, exactly.
He doesn't know who you are. These, you know, and people don't know that I have an inner being. So I trust my inner being. I would never do any harm to my child, but I knew, I was like, no, he's good. Like, I could feel it. I'm like, oh, no, he's not creating any of this. He's like, oh, no, thank you, you know? So I think that it's knowing that clarity. They are showing me here something with love or romance, okay, that you've kind of tabled. Does that make sense? Like you've put on a shelf.
Yeah, I think just love in general at this point.
Yeah, you put it on the shelf. They're saying take it off the shelf.
Okay.
Because you, what's your birthday, just the day in the month?
4/7.
Okay. Oh, honey, you Aries.
I know.
I'm
Aries,
mean,
Leo moon.
Girl, I know.
Rising.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You're like fire. You're a fire party. You're a fire
my
party.
Fire has
Leo, my
been...
husband said. No, you need adventure. You need stuff to do. You need to be expanding. You need to be with people. Okay.
Yeah.
You need to be with people. Okay, like more animals and people. That's your jam. Okay.
Well,
that is
well,
really
I have two dogs, and we have fish.
Perfect. Great.
But
dogs
the people,
are great. Dogs are great.
Yeah, yeah. My people have a very different perspective than me.
That? And so, what is their perspective, and what's yours, briefly?
I go with my gut.
Like me,
respect.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm a terrible person as far as they're concerned because of that.
So they're standing
and
in
what
fear?
About the collective?
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, they're definitely in fear. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and I think this is a real balance because I think however you split it, you know, I always call myself a center person because I'm really I believe everyone should listen to themselves and do what's right for them. And I think
right.
that's what you want to say, hey, if that's right for you, please. And I want you to honor what's right for me. You know, and now we're at a different time in the pandemic now and all that stuff. But
yes.
I
yes.
think that
and that's,
for you, that's, for you, it's about how do I bring acceptance, kindness, and compassion? Because that's what I want to receive from them. So I got to bring that because I'm judging them too.
Yes. I mean, I never verbalized it to them.
Sure.
Vocalize it, whatever.
But
yeah, in my mind, I'm constantly, everything is constantly spinning in my mind.
Yeah, I
like
mean,
how to
the,
do
the,
this.
I'll tell you right now, COVID did a massive thing because it's so clear that it's law of attraction because you have a 40-year-old healthy man die on a ventilator and then an 80-year-old get it and survive, have it 2 days. I mean, it's like there's no rhyme or reason to this virus.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's very clear to those of us that no, it's all attraction. I was like, yeah, no, thank you. I lost taste and smell for 2 days. And that was it.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I mean, I got boosted. I got the vaccine. I was like, yes, give me that vaccine. Thank you. For me, it was joyful. I have friends that chose not to. Okay. That's fine. Live your best life. I'm not your inner
right.
being. Not my choice. It's your choice. Okay. So that's my point of view. But my point is that this is showing people that you can create whatever you want. You know, and I think that this is about you going, if I start to create what I want, I don't get love. If I really listen to myself, I'm rejected.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's what this is showing you. That's the wounding from when you were younger is, and I get it, you know, like Dee and I are both the same way. We're like, I'm a big personality. I was always weird and different until I owned it. And then I brought the weird and different people with me. Now everyone around me is weird and different. So you got to own who you are instead of trying to adapt to other people to make them comfortable. Because you're sensitive, you want to make them comfortable, which is why you don't come forward self and go, you know what? I don't agree, and I hear you think I'm a bad person, and I'm sorry you feel that way. This is my truth, and I feel good about it. That's what a top person in their power does.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's finding that and releasing that old belief that's really going to help you relieve that anxiety. The anxiety is telling you, I'm not in my power, and I've been giving it away for years.
Oh, my God. And it's been so intense.
And this is part of you letting in love into your life. This is all tied together.
Okay.
Thank you, Debbie. Hopefully that was helpful. No, I think that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
Next I have Cynthia from Kentucky. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call. This has been interesting, informative. A lot of it has lined up. I'm actually calling on behalf of another person who's just in the next room, and he has not been listening to all this, but he's pretty well open to it. He says, I can, you know, bring stuff up, but yeah, he'd rather not talk. Anyway,
sure.
It's around the issue of health. He has an acute health crisis right now. I came into his life, a couple of months ago. We met online, talked a while, started seeing each other over the weekend because I lived 4 hours away. I moved in a couple of weeks ago, about the time where he just started feeling awful. And it's in his gut, and he's, you know, had it diagnosed and all. Right now he's got inflammation, so they can't even go in because they would
is the diagnosis?
Diverticulitis, you know, acute inflamed. Yeah.
Okay. So my and then my other question is just what's his first name, and if you can just give me his birthday, day in the month, that would really help.
He goes by Tommy, otherwise known as his,
that's fine.
March 20. Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday almost. Okay. So
okay.
Tommy is unbelievably sensitive man. He does not let people in his life easily. So you are there. It is a privilege. Okay. He's very particular about who he lets in, you know, this inflammation, they're showing me solutions here. They are showing me things that can help him. They're showing me that he wants to be here, meaning he's choosing to live, and there are solutions available to him, okay? They are showing me medication here. They are showing me medication that will be taken every day, probably the rest of his life, okay? The reason he has this in the gut, whenever we see inflammation in the stomach, it is always grief, fear, loss that has not been processed, disappointment. But I'm really feeling a deep loss of something or a trauma that has not been processed. Okay?
Okay.
If you can help him.
He lost his last partner just last July, and he was a career soldier.
There it is. Yeah, okay, so we have massive death and trauma and massive grief. None of this has been dealt with, okay?
Right.
He needs to face that grief, and he will find the solution to this. The body is processing the grief for him, so it's inflamed, okay? I'll give you an example. My mother-in-law lost both her dogs of 15 years, and she, within a month, manifested massive colitis. She lost 30 pounds in 2 weeks, lost her hair. Like, it went so bad so fast because there was all this pent-up grief in her body, right? And now she's back, and she has a new puppy, and she managed it and dealt with it, and now it's all under control. So I just know you can go from one extreme to another. So know that wherever he is.
One is, how soon and where do I find the replay of this so I can play it for him?
Just go on It's everywhere. It's on Apple Music. It's on BBS Radio, iTunes, and you can just go to
Blogspot. Okay, yeah, I have her on Spotify.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so it'll just go up later today or tomorrow?
Yeah. It should be today. Yeah, it'll be up today.
Okay, cool.
I see him might be have to, like, travel to a hospital or go somewhere. They might take it to, like, a specialist. Has he gone to a specialist? Because they're showing me, like, traveling. There's going to be, like, action to take. But if you can help
right.
him.
Right. Well, we went to the GI specialist just the other day.
Got
new prescriptions that are a stronger short-term antibiotic and something that he's calling a diuretic. I'm not sure it is. But with the, they're looking at doing a colonoscopy maybe in 4 weeks. He's just trying to get through the weekend.
I mean, the challenge is you really can't eat anything. I mean, that's really the challenge, is you can't get enough nutrients. So just make sure he's getting fluids. But the big thing is he has to sit with this. And they're showing me a massive shift in this if he can really give himself permission to feel his feelings and then move through them.
Okay.
Okay, because that's why you're there. Because you can hold space for that, Cynthia. You have the power to hold space for him. And he intuitively knows that. Because you can take it. You're like, bring it on. You are very strong. You're bringing an energy of strength that's very helpful to him.
Okay.
Yeah, you're very. It's really good that you're there.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad I'm here, especially right now, because he needs somebody who's, you know.
he's 100%
in and out. I mean, he's really gone downhill in the past few days. He's doing a little.
Well, because you can't take in any nutrients. So you go down real quick. So I know. I saw it with my mother-in-law. They're showing me it might look worse before it gets better, but I'm telling you right now, it's that unresolved grief that is the emotional cause of this physical ailment. Okay?
How do you
tell them the crazy lady told them that that's what it's about.
Okay. I'll do that.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thanks, Cynthia. Bye. All right, guys. I only, unfortunately, have 2 minutes left, so I'm going to try to move real quick. Susie from Texas. Hello?
Hi, Nadia. How are you?
Hi. Good. How can I help you?
Okay,
we have 2 minutes.
Obviously, I was meant to talk to you because I never call in. So the original question I asked, I got to ask you the same one I asked on our call together, going in the wrong direction. What's coming up for that?
Going in the wrong – you're looking outside of you. It keeps like you're looking at other people and what other people are doing as opposed to what you need to do. And I think it's just showing me, don't do what other people are doing. They keep saying to me, it sounds so cliche, follow your heart. Your heart actually knows better. They don't know
better.
Your heart knows better.
Yes.
And this is the journey of getting you to knowing that you're the creator, because this part is going, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to do it this way. And your way is going to work. So it's not that you're going the wrong way. It's that you're going their way and not your way.
I feel that with everything. Thank you so much. That
oh, my God, that
it.
Was so cute. Oh, good. Yay. Thank you so much.
I love you,
I love you. Guys, thank you so much for having me again. I'm Nadia Angelini. You can find me at intuitionbynadia.com. I have my own show the first Saturday of every month. If I didn't get to call you, please call into my show. It's blogtalkradio.com/intuitionbynadia. You can also find it on my website. You guys have an amazing Saturday. Create a great day. Receive, you guys. Be receptive. Be ready to receive. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.